You know, in pursuit of the green dream, it seems that many of our friends that are on the far left just don't seem to understand the critical importance of energy in our day-to-day lives. I say that because they embrace windmills and solar panels, which are fine, but they have not advanced to a point that they can take care of our energy needs in America. America runs on vast quantities of cheap energy. It always has. It's the only way we can get things done. I mean, you're not going to push an 18-wheeler across Nebraska with a windmill or solar panels. It's not going to happen. You need energy, energy density from fossil fuels, pipelines and tankers and so forth. My next guest, Brigham McGowan, is a domestic and foreign policy expert who has held senior posts in three presidential administrations and understands that energy infrastructure plays a critical role. Brigham, welcome to the program.
Steve, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, when I see brownouts and blackouts in the eastern seaboard, because they're short on energy when it gets hot and you have a heat wave, an ordinary heat wave, I might add. They happen just about every summer. Some years are worse than others. And at the same time, you see these energy, anti-energy activists, the mob saying, we don't want pipelines, we don't want this, we don't want. Do they want everybody to sit in the dark and when it's winter in the cold because they don't want propane or natural gas? It's mind-boggling to me. Help me.
Yeah, it's totally mind-boggling. And talk about short-sighted, because often these groups tout their policy expertise, their wisdom, their knowledge, yet I don't have a unicorn. Maybe you have one, but I don't have one.
Yeah, I've got one on a leash, just one. It's nice. But let's be honest, a line 5 in Michigan is a critical energy connector between the upper and lower peninsulas of Michigan. It takes natural gas and propane and crude oil from Wisconsin down through Michigan into Ontario. But along the way, it provides propane to heat homes in the UP and lower Michigan. It provides crude oil to be refined at small refineries in northern Ohio. It's a critical part of what we have going on here. And the Democrats, some of the more extreme members of the Democrat Party, would have it shut down immediately with no plan B in place. We would have not enough jet fuel to fly jets out of Detroit Metro Airport if that happened. And nobody seems to care. It is bizarre.
Well, it's really short-sighted. And as my commentary in this past Sunday's Detroit newspaper sort of suggested, we have to return some common sense. And I think we've gotten away from this notion that we all used to accept, which was public infrastructure is for the good of all of us. And for the community good, we accept certain things. We accept electrical wires. We accept roads, bridges, trains, highways. And now we've suddenly said, well, me, I don't like it, I don't want it. If we had that attitude, everything would come to a crashing halt. And by the way, you know, these pipelines, these different infrastructure mechanisms are to power our economy. And I think we tend to forget that sometimes.
I think we become very short-sighted about a lot of it, to be honest with you. You look at how, I mean, there are literally tens of thousands of miles of pipeline in this country. It is the safest way to move energy.
2.8 million miles of pipeline. So, you know, when somebody says this is going to be a disaster, and what I tell people is when you look at an issue and people talk about facts, okay, you can make up your own mind. When you look at Enbridge Line 5 and you look on the web, you see let's avert a catastrophic disaster before it happens, doom and gloom. It's all emotion, and it's a bunch of bunk. Pipelines are the safest form of energy transportation that we've got, period.
Now, having said that, you know, you say that, but and it's true. Last week we had the explosion in Kentucky. A woman was killed. 5 homes were destroyed when a natural gas pipeline ruptured. I believe it was an 18-inch line. So things do happen on occasion. But with so many millions and millions of metric tons of energy transferred daily, hourly, it's a pretty efficient, safe system.
It is. And let's not forget Marshall, Michigan, either. And, in fact, I was just driving by Marshall this weekend, so, and that came to mind. Absolutely. Accidents can and do happen. It's like saying planes can crash, automobiles can crash, trains can come off the tracks. This is not about zero risk. This is about managing risk. In order that we can pursue our lives, you know, the way we want to live our lives. But if you look at any of the other alternatives, let's shut the pipeline down. Let's see how else that oil is going to get there. I can tell you it's going to be worse.
No, absolutely. I mean, and there are worse scenarios. Transporting oil and gas by way of rail car, for example, there's an entire community in Quebec that, well, it doesn't exist anymore. Because they were transporting by rail and the train car exploded 4 or 5 years ago, right?
It did. And while I don't think that could happen in the U.S. because of the way our regulations differ, you know, that's a perfect example. And while I do think this line needs to be upgraded, I totally agree. It needs to be upgraded. It's been working safely since the 1950s, especially through the Mackinac Straits. And there was an agreement reached to, in essence, encapsulate this line, which is a couple hundred feet below the water surface, so
right.
that anchors and passing ships couldn't do anything that might mess with it. And that agreement was made and now reneged on, apparently.
Yeah. Well, it's being battled out in court now because the attorney general here, or acting governor, she likes to call herself, or we do, Dana Nessel, said that she doesn't care what was agreed to. She doesn't care what the governor wants. She doesn't much care. She's going to go ahead and try to block that pipeline by herself, it seems, with the help of activists. And without regard to jet fuel for Detroit Metro Airport, without regard to the heating concerns of those that live on both sides of the Mackinac Bridge, it makes little difference, it seems, to her. So tell me, where do we go from here? I'll give you the last word.
Sure. Well, I think where we go from here is we all need to do a much better job of educating ourselves on the reality of how energy is produced, how we get it from point A to B. We used to teach that in schools. We don't do that any longer. The kids I teach in college have no clue where any of this stuff comes from. And when you educate people and make them understand and or look at this plastic water bottle I'm drinking out of or the cell phone I'm holding right now, And people do understand, oh, we need this stuff. Yes, we need this stuff. Can we be better stewards? Absolutely. But throwing everything out the window ain't going to help. It's only going to lead to far higher prices and or shortages, and it is going to drag our economy back down in the mud.
Yeah, all I heard out of all of that was the kids I teach in college don't have a clue. I'm just going to leave it there.
You know what, though? When you tell them and explain it to them, they get it. We just don't do a very good job of teaching any longer.
Well, there you go. Brigham McCown, greatly appreciate you being here. You teach at Miami University, Miami of Ohio, I assume, correct?
I do.
In the beautiful town of Oxford, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it is.
Greatly appreciate you being here, Professor. We'll talk sometime soon.
Thank you very much, Steve. Have a great day.
There you have it. Brigham McCown, great new addition there. Great resource. Hey, are you ready to lose weight and be serious about it? I mean, I did it back in February of 2018. I feel great. Glad I did it. Lost a ton of weight. Kept it off. Feel good. And I think about how long it's been. And I walk around. I talk to Ivy and I say, you know, gosh, what would it be like if I was still 30 or 35 pounds heavier? Just feels weird to me now to even consider such a thing. I want you to get involved with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, and no matter where you are in the world, it stands on the test because of the technology that we have today. Get a hold of them today. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do this. Do this. We're going to check my health on a more regular basis. It's coming soon, a special part of MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We'll talk about that soon on The Steve Gerber Show.
Seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegerber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegerber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't! It's too heavy!
Oh my God! Ah.
Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look at us! We're over here!
Justin! OMG! He just looked... I love you, Justin! I love you!
When it comes to parenting,
there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.